Good morning. It's 8 o'clock and you're listening to regional news on KVNF. I'm Patricia Naft. Colorado's snowpack is now above average, thanks to a big series of winter storms. KVNF's Emily Guerin has more.
2 to 3 feet of snow fell on the Central Mountains last week, with more expected on Grand Mesa and in the West Elk Mountains in the next few days. That's welcome news, says Jim Pokrant of the Colorado River District in Glenwood Springs.
We seem to be getting good snow, and then it just kind of flattened out. We had a dry couple weeks where all it did was sunshine, darn it.
Snow levels in the Gunnison Basin are now just above normal, while the headwaters of the upper Colorado River are at 120% of normal. But those storms have largely avoided southwest Colorado, where snowpack is only 84% of normal. Even if 2014 is a banner year for snow in most of the state, it won't be enough to make up for the many years of drought that came before. Lake Powell, the reservoir for upper basin states like Colorado, was only 42% full at the end of 2013.
So a good snowpack will help, without a doubt, you know, but it would be nice to have 10 years in a row of better than 100% of average, as opposed to, you know, having one or two good years here or there and then a fourth or fifth record low year.
Still, a big snow year will add a little water back into Lake Powell. That's good news because it means states like Colorado, Wyoming, Utah, and New Mexico will have more water to draw upon in times of drought. And it means California will still get its share of the Colorado. But what California really needs to help its drought, says Pokrant, is more snow in the Sierra Nevada. For KVNF News, I'm Emily Guerin.
The gun debate that riveted the state capitol last session once again took center stage on Monday. As Benta Berkland reports, emotions were strong, but compared to last year, fewer people came to the capitol to testify on a key gun bill.
Republicans have vowed to repeal a package of gun control proposals Democrats passed last session. The first bill up, repealing universal background checks and fees.
My constituents in Pueblo sent me here to give a message. They don't like the gun laws. I'm here today on their behalf to ask the members of this committee to vote yes.
That's newly elected Senator George Rivera. He replaced a Democratic Senator, Angela Jaron, who was recalled from office over her support for stricter gun laws. Two other Democrats also lost their jobs last fall, including the former Senate President. Senator Irene Aguilar is a Democrat from Denver. She defends the gun laws, saying universal background checks are working.
And I'm confused as to why you think that this law, which kept guns out of the hands of 104 criminals, should be repealed. Would you that we had given those people guns? Because that's what repealing this law would lead to.
State data shows more than 100 people were denied a gun because of expanded background checks. The new law requires background checks for private sales and firearm transfers. Opponents say it's ineffective and harms responsible gun owners. Here's Republican Ted Harvey of Highlands Ranch.
Are you aware that that is a violation of state statute for me to loan my neighbor a gun for more than 72 hours? There are a number of situations in this bill, as in this current statute, that is burdensome for the residents of the state of Colorado.
Senate Bill 94 would repeal the expanded background checks and fees, and it drew several hundred people to the Capitol. Everyone from gun rights advocates to gun control supporters and victims of gun violence. Megan Sullivan's brother was killed in 2012 in the Aurora theater shooting.
My family is broken. Birthdays and Christmases and my upcoming wedding will never be complete without my older brother. My brother won't be saved because of the bans that were enacted last year, but other people can be saved.
Meanwhile, supporters of the repeal say the law won't prevent crime. Daniel Carey is with the National Rifle Association.
The current laws in place here in Colorado are very similar to the background check laws for private transfers in the state of California. These laws have failed to show conclusively any benefit to curbing violent crime and infringe only upon the rights of law-abiding citizens.
And after a nearly seven-hour hearing, the Democratic-controlled State Veterans and Military Affairs Committee struck down the repeal on a party-line vote. Democrats have pledged to defeat other attempts to roll back gun laws. For instance, the GOP plans to try and repeal a ban on high-capacity magazines of more than 15 rounds. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
Last year, the North Fork Valley received about half of Delta County's lottery-funded Conservation Trust Fund monies. The county dispersed about $130,000 in 2013, with North Fork projects receiving $64,000. KBNF's Marty Derlin has more.
Colorado's Conservation Trust Fund receives about 40% of the state's lottery profits. The funds are distributed to Colorado counties based on population. Delta County received about $125,000 last year. The county's accounting director, Margaret Davey, told commissioners Monday that all of last year's projects were officially approved, making the county eligible for next year's amount. Davey tracks the funds, making sure that the projects, all earmarked for public recreation, meet the fund's criteria. County-owned facilities receive priority.
Two areas that the county owns, the Delta County Fairgrounds and then the shooting range in Eckerd, and those are the only two county-owned facilities. So kind of a basic rule is if anything is done related to those, it probably is eligible. Any maintenance at the fairgrounds or maintenance at the shooting range.
In 2013, more than half the funds were spent on county property, most of it on the fairgrounds in Hotchkiss. Another big expenditure was the town of Paonia's Apple Valley Park, which received $30,000 for new tennis courts and a fitness path. The county is currently holding several years' worth of funding.
That's just our conservative policy to keep that money. We got it last year, and we're saving it to be spent this year. So at the end of 2013, we had $315,000, but $100,000 of it needs to be reserved, and that's just county policy.
On Monday, Commissioner Bruce Hovde asked Davey about whether the money was in jeopardy if left unspent.
Is there a possibility that they may come back and say, if you don't use it, you lose it, and we can't accumulate it?
I've never heard that. There's never been any talk about that. We do earn interest on those funds. That's a statute, but that isn't a whole lot anymore.
Commissioners in each district accept and recommend proposals. Only projects on public facilities are eligible. Since the lottery began in 1983, Delta County has received about $12 million in funds, half of them through the Conservation Trust and half through the Great Outdoors Colorado, or GOCO. For KVNF News, I'm Marty Derlin.
Stay tuned for the Wednesday morning music mix with Jeff Reynolds. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.